our researcher Michelle Brown has popped into the studio and she's bearing gifts. She's got giveaways for our listeners, Michelle.
I do. I have two copies of a very beautiful book in front of me. It's 10,000 Years Deep, The Story of Ireland's Peatlands.
10,000 Years Deep.
That's it. And it's by Carsten Krieger and it's published by O'Brien Press.
That sounds like a film star's name, doesn't it? Carsten Krieger.
He's a nature photographer. He's living here for over 20 years, but he packed up his job as a nurse in Germany and moved here with his wife. And when he arrived here, his new home backed onto a bog and he became fascinated with the bogs. So he started researching them, spent decades photographing them, and now he's written this beautiful book. So as I said, we're going to give away two copies, and to be in with a chance to win, all you have to do is email into mooney@rte.ie the answer to the following question.
Now, is it a hard question?
It's a hard question.
But it can be looked up.
Yes. It is, what is the Irish for a red grouse? And it translates as hen of heather. But you need to let me know, what is the Irish name for a red grouse?
And you can send your entries to mooney@rte.ie.
Yes.
And we'll announce the winner soon. Anyway, you got to speak to Carsten himself.
A few weeks ago, I met him down in Gristonbog in County Limerick, and I began by asking him, how did this book come about?
So 3 or 4 years ago, I made another book called Wild Ireland. And a few months after it was published, I got a call from Ivan O'Brien. That's the boss of the O'Brien Press. And he asked me if I would like to do a book about peatlands.
It's a beautiful book. I've read every word. And it was just very relaxing at night, I felt, to kind of get into the bogs and just to look at those pictures.
Yeah, I think that that's one of the things that drew me to bogs in the first place. So the first 2 years I lived here in Ireland, I came over in 2002. I lived in an old cottage in the middle of the bog, and at that stage I didn't know much about peatlands, but the atmosphere in peatlands is very special. It's very different to all the other habitats, and that's how I became interested in peatlands, started to read and research, wanted to find out what is growing there, how it all interacts.
But did it capture you visually, your visual imagination?
Not at first. It took a while, because peatlands are very, might almost say, featureless landscapes. So you have to look close to really understand and get into the peatlands. I moved to Ireland in winter. So the first thing that struck me were the colours. It's all very nice and muted brown and yellow tones. And then in spring it changed completely, got very green. And the wildflowers came out, that added a little bit of colour to it. And that's what the first features that really impressed me.
The colours.
Yeah.
And then after that, what?
Then I started reading. I started to learn how bogs form and how, especially raised bogs, they essentially build their own environment. So they produce chemicals and shape their surroundings to their own liking. And that I found highly fascinating.
Would you say that you fell in love with bogs?
Yeah, because just by coincidence, while I was exploring behind my back door and started reading, I found the Irish Peatland Conservation Council, and they began to develop the Bog of Allen Nature Centre at the same time and recruited me to photograph the journey they were going on. So I went back and forth to County Kildare every 2 or 3 weeks, took pictures, and of course took the opportunity to talk to the people who know about bogs. So I was right at the source of the knowledge, and I took a bit of advantage of that.
The book is talking about the magic and the mystery of the bog. Can you explain why you keep coming back to this?
When I researched the book, I didn't only look at the natural history, I looked at history in general, and these two terms popped up in a lot of publications, in travel journals, in poems. So, and it describes the bogs very well, so there's a bit of mystery about them, and you have to dig a little bit to understand that mystery.
Can you explain where we are now?
We're at Gristonbog, that's just outside Ballylanders in County Limerick. So for the book, I was working very closely with the Irish Peatland Conservation Councils, and they gave me a list of bogs that are safe to access, because especially raised bogs, you shouldn't really wander into them without knowing them, because you can quickly end up in a bog hole. What I like about Gristonbog is just a nice combination. There's an area of raised bog, there's a wetlands area with wet woodland, reed beds, there's a little stream flowing through it, so you get a nice mix of habitats, not only the bog itself.
Can you point out some of the features that we can see here?
Well, because it's Yeah, and it's a mix of bilberry grasses, sedges, and now in late October, it's a nice mix of colors, so you still have a bit of the green of summer, but most of the peatland has turned to brownish-yellow tones. A few of the heather still a few flowers.
Talk me through some of the fauna that you can see in a bog.
There's actually not a lot of resident fauna in a bog. There's a lot of animals passing through, so you have your hare, your deer, amphibians like the frog and the lizard, but none of them lives permanently in a bog, so they come and go. What lives in a bog is invertebrates, so insects, dragonflies.
Which are beautiful to photograph, I imagine.
Beautiful and difficult, because they are extremely erratic when they're flying, so you just have to keep pressing the button and hope for the best.
How long would you say you've been studying bugs now?
Over 20 years, on and off.
And how do you feel about them?
I still love them. They're just beautiful places to be, and I think for me one of the reasons is they're unlike any other habitat because of the magic and mystery we mentioned before. So if you go at the coast, at cliffs or a beach or in a forest, you have something tangible. You have sand, you have rocks, you have trees. In a bog, you have just a big stretch of chaos in front of you, and it takes time and it takes a bit of determination to get into that, to learn the bog and to really see it.
Was there a moment that you can remember where you realized it was something special?
I think the first time I realized bogs are special and different is when I discovered my first carnivorous plants back home in County Clare. So there was a big patch of sundews. Obviously, I read up on them and I had to find out a little bit more.
So a recent study in Stanford said that Ireland has lost 75% of its wetlands. So it's a huge percentage. Like, it said more than anywhere else in the world. That's something that you would know a lot about, how these bogs are diminishing?
Yeah, well, for me personally, it was an important part of the book to show the human connection, the human history of peatlands in Ireland. And as I said, there are not many intact peatlands left, less than 20%, which is down to turf cutting, farming, plantations, and just a long time indifference towards bogs.
Do you think that we're at a turning point where we can now save bogs?
I think we are. So over the past 10 years or so, the mindset has changed considerably. What the Irish Peatland Conservation Council started over 20 years ago, buying up land to restore bogs, has now spread to all walks of life in Ireland. So the governments have copped on that it's a good thing to restore peatlands, and even landowners, private persons. For example, there's a gentleman in West Clare, a farmer, who is currently working with Clare County Council to restore a blanket bog on his land. These kind of projects are going on all over the country. So it's a lot of small pieces that, if all the projects are implemented, will amount to a lot, I think.
And you can have farming and bogs coexist together, right?
So it's possible. It's all you have to do is to know which kind of animals you put there, how you practice farming throughout the year, how you keep the animals safe. And it's not only the animals you can put on peatlands to graze. The peatland itself also has a lot to offer. So the sphagnum mosses, for example, have medicinal properties. You can use reeds and other plants to make furniture for roofs. Peatlands can do a lot of positive things. The most important at the moment is probably it's a great carbon sink. So peatlands, on average, can store more carbon than the ocean or woodlands, as long as they're intact. So the water table has to be high. They can't dry out, otherwise they release carbon. But intact peatlands are the best carbon sink we have on the planet. They're also good for flood regulations, so they can keep an awful lot of water. So if we get heavy rain, like we're getting more and more, peatlands can store them, which prevents flooding further down the line.
So how much time have you spent in bogs now?
Yeah, I spent a lot of time in bogs over the years. So I know the West Coast very well. So I spent a lot of time in Connemara, in County Mayo, a few trips to County Donegal, and then I got my trusty list from the Irish Peatland Conservation Council for the raised bogs on the Midlands. So I spent a good bit of time here in Christenborg, spent Clara Bog, then in County Kildare, what's left of the Bog of Allen. So, yeah.
Can you talk me through how you might take a picture here on this bog?
For me, that was one of the challenges to make the pictures, because there are two extreme ways you can take a picture of a bog. You can take a landscape picture where you have the horizon and the sky in the frame. But what I noticed over the years when I made pictures that way, that very few people actually looked at the bog. They looked what's at the horizon, which is usually a hill or a mountain or some other more striking feature than the landscape in the foreground. Or you can go very close into macro territory and take pictures of the mosses, the flowers. But none of these two really captures what the bog is. So what I try to do, find that middle way for the book and pick out the shapes, the colors, the forms that you see in the bog if you look closely.
How do you feel when you're in the bog? Is it a peaceful place to be?
It is, but for me that's nature photography in general. It's my zen place. So if I have the camera, and could be a bog, could be a woodland too, I'm just gone with the fairies. I'm focused, I'm in my own little place.
But you would encourage people to get out and to take pictures and get to understand what's around them better?
Yeah, definitely. That's how it started for me. When I got my first camera, it was kind of a tool to help focus my attention. So with the camera, I began seeing things I haven't seen before. The camera just forces you to stay in place for longer and just sit there and look and wait and explore.
Details of that book can be found on the website rte.ie/Mooney.